simple.
So happy to be in the Tallahassee on Thursday.
J. Anthony Brown.
I am in Tallahassee today, tomorrow night, Houston, Texas. What is going on?
Yes, the road show is in day four.
Yeah, week five.
Of week five, city number 24.
God.
Of 116.
Wow.
We did it.
Huh?
This is almost it?
Yeah.
It's almost it for the year.
For the year, right?
Yeah, and then we start back up at the...
Then we wash our satin jackets and we're back at it, man.
Yeah. And we need to wash out some other things, too. Oh, yeah. I'm just saying.
I'm flipping over, Sibyl. That's how I'm doing it.
I know you're
flipping them over,
you're,
man.
You're
you get more wear out of them.
You're a flipper.
Yeah, but today we're in Tallahassee, and previously on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Yesterday.
Oh, my gosh, in Pensacola.
Okay, you want to start there? You want to start in Pensacola? Because after we got off the air, we went to Five Sisters.
Yes.
That's a restaurant in Pensacola.
Delish. Mm-hmm.
By the way, Emmett's mom and brother. Yeah,
I didn't see
and
him.
Sister.
Oh, you saw them. I didn't
It was
see
a big
him.
Crowd.
Yeah, it was a lot of
a
people.
A lot of people.
A wonderful lunchtime crowd.
A lot going on.
My goodness, a lot going on.
Thousands.
Yeah, it was.
There was thousands of people.
I'm not exaggerating.
Yeah,
there were thousands of people. They're
inside and outside, yes.
on the street.
Across the street. There were
and thanks to the Fruit of Islam.
Yeah, the fruit was there.
They were there yesterday.
They were there.
The fruit was there.
Yeah. Yeah, gentlemen there and providing security and support for us yesterday.
And notice nothing went down. Nothing happened.
Nothing went down.
It never does.
We really don't need it.
No.
When they're there.
The fruit needs to go to the White House and protect the president. We're fine.
Yeah,
yeah, so we went to this restaurant called Five Sisters.
Mm-hmm. Very nice restaurant.
Very nice restaurant. The chicken was good.
Yes, it was delicious.
It was.
And the macaroni and cheese and the greens.
Yeah, the greens and the candied yams.
Oh, man. The tea. Oh, yes.
It was good. And they had a band.
Now, we have talked about the black bands for a long time.
Yeah, HBCU bands.
Yeah, we made fun of you guys.
Yes, we have.
We talked about Ohio State, but we saw a band yesterday.
A quartet.
Combined ages, Sybil?
70 years apiece. There were four members, 280 years.
And the lead singer, so that was another
70, so we're looking at 350.
But 350.
That was it. The combined age of this band, a quartet and lead singer, was 350 years.
Of experience.
When I tell you they played
and
nonstop.
They never stopped.
We were there for 2 hours.
And they
two
played,
and a half hours.
And they played.
And when we got there,
they were playing.
And when we left, they were playing.
Now they each were playing a different song.
That's not the issue. What I'm telling you is they played 2.5 hours that I know about without a pee break.
Nothing.
And these were some old men. They must have been peeing right there in their pants because no old man,
that wasn't necessary.
No old man that's 70 plus years old.
We didn't need to know that they didn't have.
Sybil, I'm with
break.
Him on that. They never got up to go to the restroom. They never stopped playing. And they never looked at each other.
They didn't have to.
They just kept playing.
And so what do you have for that, Ohio State?
That's what I'm saying. Nothing but
HBCU's Ohio State. I'm on to something else now. I'm on to this band right here.
This was the baddest band in the land. Nobody counted off.
Nobody said stop.
They never stopped. They just segued from one song to the other. They never took a break. They never said, we're going to take a pause for the calls.
No.
Okay, so we're going to give them Ohio State is the best damn band in the land?
We've taken it from them, right?
All right, we've taken it from them. And this is the oldest damn band
in the land.
Not only the best, but the most experienced.
And the strongest.
Bless their hearts,
and
man.
The strongest kidneys and bladders.
The strongest kidneys and bladders of any band.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it was fun.
They were... Everybody was so delightful. I mean, and Tom was given great artwork.
Yes.
There's some really talented people out there.
Yeah,
on
we're
the,
meeting.
On
yeah,
the
a lot of artwork.
Yeah,
yeah,
and really great artwork. And the proclamations.
The proclamation. The lady with reverse. What is it? Vitiligo?
Oh, yeah, the reverse vitiligo.
What's reverse vitiligo?
She's black. She's white on the inside.
She's white on the inside.
She's white on the inside, black on the outside.
That's what she said.
And she has a great sign.
She
made up
sign.
For J.
Yeah.
Anthony
I didn't
Brown.
See that one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's up. It's up. Yeah.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah.
It was a big crowd.
It was a huge crowd.
And when we come to these places, we split up.
Yeah.
So that, you know, everybody's
not in one place.
Not in one place. And I guess she wasn't there for me.
Well, she found,
I didn't see
she
what
found,
she had. A,
she came, found, she,
she
yeah.
found who she was looking for.
She had a sign that says, I suffer
and
from.
And it wasn't Henry. It was printed.
No, this was
a printed.
She
sign.
Went to the
she
printer
went and,
print,
made this happen.
Had the sign printed up. Yes.
I'm black on the outside and white on the inside.
Yeah.
This is reverse.
Yes.
I want some J. Anthony Brown. That's what she wanted,
yes.
man.
Yes, she wanted her some J. Anthony Brown. She came and got herself some J. Anthony Brown.
That was just lunch.
And can we just say, contrary to what we were talking about yesterday, we did not make it to the H&O.
We didn't go to the H&O.
Nor did we make it to the Peg Leg.
We wanted to go to these.
We wanted to go.
We didn't have time.
We just didn't have time to go. And people were very concerned about
that. We were
going to
go to the H&O and the Peg Leg.
But Five Sisters was, wow.
And there was something, the snap or something?
The Lucky Snap.
The Lucky Snap.
The Lucky Snap.
Man, I hate we missed that one.
Yeah. I know you do.
Or the H&O.
Oh, H&O.
Peg Leg would have been bad.
Then we got back on the bus.
Then we got back on the bus.
With a box full of food.
Chicken and green
Thanks
beans.
Thanks to Five Sisters.
Thank you to Five Sisters.
They a huge box full of food.
Yeah.
And we rode to Tallahassee.
Yes.
And that's where we are now. We had a happy hour last night at the Top Flight.
Top Flight, which they do comedy there. I've been there. Very nice club.
Very nice club. Yeah. Guess who showed up?
Marvin Dixon. Comedian.
Extraordinaire.
Marvin Dixon.
But that's not all.
And he was on his way. He's on his way to Miami because this is his Thursday night set every Thursday night. And he's in Atlanta now. So he stopped by. And that's not all. Now, we've scheduled George Clinton on the show this morning, but George couldn't wait. He showed up at Top Flight last night.
He got some of that last night. Yes, that Top Flight.
With the new bride.
Yes.
Yeah. Carlotta?
Carlotta. Yeah.
Bless his heart.
Yeah.
He looks so happy.
And nobody recognized
No one knows who he is. He had on a three-piece suit. You didn't know who he was unless you introduced him.
Yeah.
And he
No one knew
happy.
Who he was.
No one knew who he was.
It's a new George Clinton.
It's a brand new George Clinton.
Yeah.
Because the old George Clinton.
That's the love of a good woman. Yeah. See what that'll do.
That's it. That's what happened, man.
That's what happened to him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Carlotta,
a sister.
Yeah.
That's another thing.
Yeah, because the
his
ex.
His last wife.
Yeah, the
was,
ex.
Was not.
She was not.
Well, she was somebody's sister, I'm sure.
She was not of us.
Yeah.
it took a sister to clean George up.
Hello.
Sister not having all that.
It took a sister.
You gotta take all that out your head and all. Yeah.
Get a bath. Sister.
And George went and got the goo goo guy, whatever he says. He did it, man.
He did it.
Bless his heart.
He did it.
And you're gonna have a conversation with him now.
One that he might remember the next day.
Yeah, that he might remember.
Yes.
Because he's totally straight.
He's totally straight, man.
You should have seen what he was drinking.
I don't know what it had.
It was a fruity drink.
Yeah. I didn't know he never drank.
With a little maraschino cherry.
He was never much of a drinker.
He wasn't much of a drinker. But
that I understand.
But what he had last night
was the fruitiest.
With whipped cream and cherries
on top.
It was like Hawaiian punch.
Meets a Shirley Temple. Yeah. And it was
George Clinton.
It was good.
People over at the Top Flight.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. The food there, another good
spread.
If nothing else,
we're going to
gain
some weight.
We have eaten very well.
Where's the best fried chicken so far?
It's hard to say because you don't want to.
And wings.
That's
you know, I wouldn't want to say.
I can't.
Okay. Which place have we been to that was serving wings or fried chicken? Had the greasiest hands when
Well,
they
I
take
would
a
think last night
last
had,
night
had to be. Top Flight.
Wednesday was between Five Sisters and Top Flight.
We are greasy.
The back of our shirts are very greasy.
The back of our shirts
because they lick their fingers.
They lick their fingers. They
and then
wipe,
they want to take a picture.
And then they want to take a picture or shake your hand. And
I looked at the back of my jacket.
Grease everywhere.
You're like, how do I get this on my back?
It's like I was wrestling with children who just got off the table. It was amazing.
What they only do is they love you, man.
So now we're in the studios of our Tallahassee affiliate.
One of the originals.
This is the original. Yeah. This is one of the originals. The original 29. When we started out.
This is one.
We started out with 29 affiliates. We now have 116. And this is one, 96.1.
We have come home.
Yeah, we've come home. And today at noon, we'll go to McDonald's.
Yep.
And we'll
are we going to set a record today? Is that part of our?
I don't. That's always a part of it.
Yeah.
And so we're going to go to McDonald's. We have free lunch. Get back on the bus. We got another 2.5, maybe 3-hour drive to Jacksonville and Duval. And another happy hour tonight. We're on the road. This is the Road Dog Tour.